Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, June the 10th, 2021, due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And I'm Thandekile Mhlanga. Today in our program, we'll be looking at issues concerning women, starting with COVID-19, which is impacting on every body in the country and in the world. With the Minister of Health saying as of 9 June 2021, 39,432 cases have been recorded to date since the outbreak of the virus last year, with 36,917 recoveries and 1,622 deaths.
And also, when we look at the number of COVID-19 vaccines that have actually been administered in the country, currently the Minister of Health say that they have given the COVID-19 vaccine to 689,920 people who have been vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus. And they're also saying that for them to reach herd immunity, they need to vaccinate over 10 million people in the country. And there's also been currently news that some of the vaccines are not in good supply at the moment, but we heard the Ministry of Information coming out and saying that they are sourcing some vaccines that are expected to be coming in next week.
Yes, and we saw that the ministry says it received 25,000. Yes, some may say the number is less of vaccines from China yesterday. We saw that the Minister of Health is also acknowledging that cases of COVID-19 are rising again in the country, with 111 reported yesterday and also 5 deaths. And besides the COVID-19, we'll also be looking at the projects which some women are doing in the country and abroad, which assist them in their day-to-day lives, as we see that many lives have been impacted by COVID-19.
Not forgetting, Thandekile, that we'll also be looking at the demolitions currently happening in the country. And we also, right now, actually, I have the wife of Mr. Mainga Hama, who was recently let out of prison, and she is at a place where her network is not very good. So I'm quickly going to take her so we can hear her story and then come back to our main program. Makabiya mai Mainga Hama. Ehe, mo tauri sambija, na taura enyu, kwamuri ko kwakadi kwamuri. Hello? Hello, mai Mainga Hama, mkutin swere. Hello?
Hello?
Ehe, ti taurewo, starenyu iye jene kwamuri parishin.
Naitwa Georgina Mainga Hama, from Glenview, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ehe. Mai Mainga Hama, tinoona kuti murume wenyu akabva kubva musungwa mazuva apfuura aya. Mukatitaura kuti makanzwa sei pamakanzwa kuti akange aregererwa kwemakore anokwana iwo 8.
Ndichitanga kunzwa news idzi ndakaita kunge confusion chaiyo. Kutadza kuziva kuti ndiri kunyatsonzwa chaizvo chaizvo kana kuti ndakanganisa kunzwa. Shock to me.
Zvamira zvakadaro, vana vakatambira sei nawi?
Musi wekutanga tichivaudza havana kundibhilivha bhikozi ndaigara kuti baba vachabuda very soon, saka usuni wacho wenge vasisaunzwisise kuti suni yamhama mhama vanenge vachingotinyepera kuti dhedhi vachauya dhedhi vachauya. Saka pavakangoti hoo, ndikati until vazoona ndasvika navo pamba and they were surprised.
Saka zvazvakaoi zvamaisangana nazvo panguva iyo vakange vari muusungwa, zvamungati matambudziko, amungati vamwewo madzimai vane varume vavo vari muusungwa vangadzidze kubva kwamuri?
Matambudziko handinga edze kutsanangura anosanganikana navo kana munhu uine murume ari muusungwa. Saiti inonetsa kukugamuchira kazhinji kacho. Social life yako inochinja. Shamwari chaidzo dzaunotamba nadzo dzinenge dzatochinja. Une nzvimbo dzaunenge wakutarisirwa kuti idzi handifanenge ndiripo, nekuda kwokuti iwe unenge wa single parent and vanhu vakakuona vamwe vanenge vachida kukunzwira tsitsi, vamwe ndivo vanenge vachiti asi murume uyu akazviitirei, Saka mukadzi uya rutobvuma kuti ane murume mhondi. Saka iwe before kuti nzvimbo dzakawanda wanda unenge usasade kuenda. Dzimwe dzinotarisirwa kuti unge uripo semunhu wemudzimai. Saka uyu end up wa so selective even pashamwari.
Saka mukati imi chakanyanya kusimbisa ichi panguva iyi.
Imi chakanyanya kusimbisa kunyanya. 1 ichechi. 2 mafriend. Ndakaziva vanhu kutamba nawo. Handishamwaridzana nevezera rangu vazhinji vacho, but ndakanga ndachakandirera kunge ndichishamwaridzana nevanhu vechikuru vabva zera, like vatinoti ana gugu vaya. Ivo vaindisimbisa.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu. Uyezve ndoziva kuti nhare yenyu iri kumboenda ichidzoka, saka motipa mazwi enyu ekupedzisira zvenyu. Kana muchikwanisa kutaura nechirungu mombotidee nechirungu tisati tobva takuregedzai henyu tozotaura nemi munguva inotevera.
It's okay. My encouraging words to other fellow women, they need to be strong. They should focus on Jesus. They need to take care of their children. They should stay away from your things.
So now that now that your husband is back, what is the first meal that you cooked him when he got back? What did he want to eat?
Sadha. Vegetable.
Sadha and vegetable.
Yeah.
Okay. Were those his favorite foods before, or this is a new kind of favorite now? Okay. Now we'll catch up with you much later on, because I know your phone is not very clear at the moment, but thank you so much for your time.
You are much welcome.
Bye-bye. We were hearing this stuff from Amai Mainge Hama, whose husband just got released from prison. So we caught up with her, but unfortunately her line, because of WhatsApp, you know, it had challenges, but we'll try and catch up with her again next time. But I know that you have Mai Barbara Tanyanyiwa, who also was saying, you know, she's running against time. So I think you can give her a chance to come into the program and also share with us some of the things, you know, that are happening to women within her party, I think.
Yes, Mav. Can you hear us, Ms. Tanyanyiwa?
Yes, I can.
Yes, you miss, we had the wife of Mr. Last Mainga Ham on the show here. She was talking about her husband and how she felt when he was in prison and what she did when he came back. We see that they were released recently. Some have been united with the Mr. Mainga Ham has been reunited with his family, but it wasn't the same for Mr. Matsoko. What can you say about the incarceration of those two and the impact it has had on their families?
Okay, thank you so much, Standegile. Well, firstly, I would want to air my disappointment to this government for incarcerating Last and Tunga for the crimes they did not commit 10 years down the line. It's very unfortunate, Standegile, and it's very painful to rot in jail knowing that you did not commit that crime. And what the government is doing to the opposition, it's not fair. They are abusing the constitution, they are abusing their powers. We've seen they are not the only ones. They are doing it to almost everyone who is opposing them, to almost every dissent, voice of dissent. We saw it to Hopewell, and we did it. Hopewell was discharged. She did not commit that crime. And back to Tunga and Last. Yes, it's good for Last that they are still together with the wife. We say congratulations to this wife. She's brave. You know, it's very difficult. It's like we're just waiting for something that you don't know. Is it coming? Or is it coming alive? We know people died in jails. So I would like to say kudos to Last's wife. Not many women
can do this. And as for Tunga, it's very unfortunate, you know, I know it pained me to say it, worse, he did not even know that the wife was not there, and the relatives were saying we could not tell him whilst he was in jail because they feared what it was going to disturb him. And the relatives didn't know that he was going to be released soon, I think. So it pains. Imagine if it happened to you or to your brothers, and they needed to say, you get out of jail, you are happy, I'm going home, I'm going to meet my wife, I'm going to meet my children, and you find the house is just deserted.
Yes, yeah. Yes, siyawenza amazwi akho njengasichasela ngesindebele ukuthi ungathini ngokwehlela imuli yalabo kade bebotshiwe khonokho nje kuke wakuchasisa.
Ngiyabonga sithandekile. Kokuqala, ngifuna ukuthi ukutshengisa ukudana okukhulu kulokho okwenzakala kulast loTunga. Lanxa ephumile, mina I'm not celebrating ngoba babengamelanga babotshwe ngoba baphuma batholakala ukuthi kabalacala. Ulast ungcono ngoba wathi efika endlini wathola umkakhe khona imlindele. Kodwa into ayenzakala kuThunga ibuhlungu sithandekile ukuthi yena enjalo ephuma ejele wayecabangela ukuthi uzathola imuli yakhe ikhona endlini. Kodwa wathola kungenjalo, umkakhe wathola kuyikuthi usele 8 months ehambile, and izihlobo zakhe zazingamtshelanga ngoba babesithi nabo babesesaba ukuthi bamtshele ukuthi kungamphambanisa njengoba wayesejele. Ngakho kubuhlungu sithandekile, mina ngizwa ubuhlungu njengami kwangizisa ubuhlungu. Yikho okwenzakalayo kuhulumende wethu lo, kafuni bantu abampikisayo. ULast loTunga kabazange bebulala ipolisa, and then from the beginning babekhuluma ukuthi asimbulalanga. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi ngabantu abamvela ku-opposition, uhulumende kafuni umuntu ompikisayo. I-constitution yethu eZimbabwe kayilandelwa. Uhulumende ukhona uya-abuse i-constitution, uya-abuse ama-powers ayo. Nxa ukuthi yibo ababusayo bazenzela umathanda, ungakhuluma kubi uyabotshwa. Njengoba sekubonile okwenzakala eChinoyi, u-ofisa lona kuthiwa usebotshiwe ukuthi ukuthethisa umnangagwa, asikwazi ukuthi ukuthethisa esithini. Yikho khona ukuikali. Kodwa kwamanye amazwe i-freedom of speech and the freedom of association iyavunyelwa. Sibonile eFrance upresident watshaya impama phakathi komphakathi, ukutshengisa ukuthi abantu bakhululekile lanxa kurongo. Kodwa kwakusitshengisa ukuthi umuntu lwana waye-free ku-expressa. Yikho ayewuzwa ngesikhathi esonesana ukuthi ngifuna ukutshaya impama umuntu lo lanxa kurongo. Angithi but eZimbabwe konke khonokho akukho sithandekile. Uhulumende wethu kafuni umuntu ampikisayo. Ngakho kubuhlungu nje kakhulu indaba kaLast ekaTunga, ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Yes, but we have heard the government saying police will be executing their duties. It's up to the courts to decide what's going on, and they have no direct, you know, impact on what happens at the courts. Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that, because in Zimbabwe, there are no separation of powers. This is what we've been seeing all along. There are no separate powers. The judiciary, the legislature, and the executive, they're supposed to be three different arms of the government. But we are not seeing that. The judiciary is captured. The legislature is captured. The executive is abusing its powers. So the police, they will be acting. They are told what to do by the government, even if they know that what they are doing is wrong. But because they'll be acting on orders, those people who know they act on orders are standing. If they are told to jump, they don't ask how high, they just jump. So they'll be acting on orders. The judiciary will only say it's captured. So the judiciary will also be acting on orders from the executive. The executive determines everything in Zimbabwe, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes, previously we heard ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo saying that his party, ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party, has nothing to do with the harassment of opposition party members, because they had complained that they are always being, you know, arrested and jailed you know, arbitrarily. But ZANU-PF and the police, the government has dismissed those claims. We see that we have seen these days that the women's branches are campaigning for the elections. We saw that throughout the country. How are they going through with their programs? Are they being harassed, or they are now able to gather and do whatever they want without arrests on charges that they are breaching the COVID-19?
Thank you so much, Standing. First of all, I would want to pose a question to say, do you believe what Simon Kaya says? Who doesn't know the government operates? The government is its people. And now they are saying they got nothing to do with Tunga and Last, yet they know it very well. It was a way of silencing them. And I'm happy that the two guys, when they came out, they said they are going ahead with the struggle, and they admitted Kuti is part of the struggle. Every struggle has got its own casualties. These are the casualties of the struggle. They are determining to go. The women, they have activities that are going around in the country. Very soon, they are going to launch their 1 million women for Chamisa, where they are campaigning for new voters, women voters that are going to vote for MTC Alliance. And they had an activity at Ndomboshawa on the 5th, whereby they commemorating the World Environment Day, and there were some women who were arrested, despite the fact that they had clearance from the police. They were arrested, but later released. What does this show us? It shows us that we are still in bondage. They are hiding on COVID-19, but we know exactly what is happening. We don't want the opposition to keep.
Yes, and you said you won't be staying with us much longer. How many more minutes do you have? And what's your last word? Ngokuthi abesifazana be-MDC bayenzani ukukhankasela ukhetho njalo bazaphuma yini ngokuningi ukuzovota abesifazana?
Ye, bengisatsho ukuthi khona Sandekile omama be-MDC Alliance balenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezokukhankasela ukuthi abantu bayirejista ukuthi bavote. Very soon bazalontsha iprogramu ye-1 million campaign, lapha bazabe campaignela ukuthi bedonse omama abatsha abangaze berejiste labangazake bevote ukuthi bevote bavotele i-MDC Alliance. Ngakho bengisakhuluma ukuthi khona asikakhululeka eZimbabwe mhlaka 5 omama babotshwa kodwa baphinda bareleaswa besenza i-World Environment Day eNdumboshawa. Bezama ukuthi bathanyele indawo yeNdumboshawa ibe clean, kodwa akuzange kwenzakala. I-government icatsha nge-COVID, kodwa sibona abantu bezanu nxa kuyikuthi bayakuthanda, kodwa i-COVID yakhona into esimangalisayo ukuthi i-affecta abantu bengozithi kuphela uzaluphefa kula COVID, ngoba bayakuthanda ini isikhathi lanxa bebanu nganani bayabuthana, but asayisizwa kuthiwa kona abaharasiwe kumbe babotshiwe. Ngiyabonga Sithandekile, isikhathi sami yisiyosesedlulemangoye.
Yes,
before she goes, if she can just say something in Shona. I know she speaks Shona. Just 30 seconds about what she just said in the web.
Yeah, ungahambi-ke uyezwa Mrs. Tanyanya ukuthi ungakhuluma nje konke osukukhulumile ngamafitshane ngesishona. Yeah, ungafokhasa kubomama laba
babone zvakaitika kunana Tunga na Last tine muromo wobe zvakaitika hurumende ine chekuita nezvino zvakaitika izvo kuti vanongosungwa pasi vasina mhosva, asi zvinorwadza zvikuru ngezvatunga kunge akasvika kuti mai vake aenda asingazvizivi, ende hama dzake dzakatadza kuti timuudze nekuti taitya kubva ari mujere zvinogona kukanganisa. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvikuru. 1 million nekuti vavotere MDC Alliance matsva vasati vambovota nematatu vanyorosa, asi tiri kuti pakuita izvozvo takaona government, vachina shungu, vaenda kunotsvaga, vaenda kunoita environmental day, kundomboshawa nekuti pane vakadzi vakatishinga. Asi vakazokonfidenzwa zvavo, but tinoti government iri kuwanda nekuti kushungurudza vamwe neMGC, asi COVID yachona irikungotadza kana vari MGC yakaungana. Kana vari zano, hakuna kuti angotaura nezvecovid, saka zvino zvinotirwadza sikuri kuti madzimai tatei.
Aiwa, so tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna mai Barbara Tanyanyiwa veMDC Alliance, asi tichaedza kuti tinzwewo yatingatidivi rezanopf panyaya iyoyi nemamwewo mapato anopikisa sa.
Yes, that was Barbara Tanyanyiwa, spokesperson for the MDC Alliance Women's Assembly National. Usesichile ke inuthe akasoza azuze isikhathi sokuthi aqhubeke elathi ngoba kumele kukhona okunye okuphuthumayo. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma kathesi, sicubungula ke okuningi okuphathelane le-COVID-19. Lapho ke unkosazana sengafiki ke ku-COVID-19, unkosazana Tanyanyiwa ke simbonile ekhuluma kulandela ukukhuluma kukankosikazi kamnumzana Last Mayinga Hama we-MDC owababebotshiwe bahlala entolongweni okweminyaka elithumi, kodwa batholakala bengalacala abasanda ukukhululwa. Sezwa ke ukuthi umnumzana Mayinga Hama wafica ke unkosikazi wakhe labantwana bekhona bamamukela, kodwa umnumzana Thungamirai Matsokerelena wathi hayi wafica endlini sokutshaya ibhungane nje eseyimukile unkosikazi wakhe. Njalo babesesaba ukumtshela esejele ukuthi hayi unkosikazi usehambile, besesaba ukuthi uzamkhathaza kakhulu khona vele ejele kuvele kuhlukuluza. Ngakho bamfihlela ke ukuthi kulesehlakalo esinjalo, besekhuluma ke lentathela izindaba ezitshela ukuthi wamdabula umoya, kodwa kamgcone unkosikazi wakhe ngokuhamba ngoba kulukhuni wayengintombazana nje usakhulayo, kulukhuni ukuhlala engalamyeni wakhe. Yikho-ke lapha bethe sisizwa bekhuluma ngakho njalo lokuthi konke lokho kubotshwa kuphatha njani abesifazane. Lanxa-ke unkosikazi Tanyanyiwa ekhulumile ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende weZANU-PF bahlukuluza abamabandla aphikisayo, siyake sizwe ibandla leZANU-PF, siyake sizwe isikhulumeli umnumzana Simon Khamo esithi hhayi bona bahlukuluzi abantu ngoba abantu bona amapholisa yiwo abeqhuba umsebenzi. Kodwa inuthi hayi nxa kungabe MDC kuyathiwa bephula iziqondiso ze-COVID-19 kodwa beZANU-PF abezephuli. Kodwa esake sikhulume labo lapha beZANU-PF, sake sakhuluma lomnumzana Joseph Chume esithi labo bake bechithachithwe kumbe balelwe imvumo yokuthi behlangane ke becubungula ukuphathelane lokwebandla kumbe lani, ngoba kuthiwa akumele beqhelelane bengasondelelani ukuze kumemetheke igcikwane le-COVID-19. Yebo-ke sikhuluma ngalo-ke leli gcikwane kuthiwa selimemetheka khona elizweni, njalo izolo kodwa nje lokhu kube labantu abedlula 111 labulala abangu-5. Uhulumende uthi asekhuphuka amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Sibona njalo ukuthi asebemukele umjovo we-COVID-19 sebesedlula phela amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-689,920. Kukanti-ke wona vele bonke asebantu asebathola igcikwane-ke elizweni lonke selokhu laqhamukayo leli gcikwane ngomnyaka odluleyo sebefika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi amane i-39,432, kodwa isikho ukuthi yibo bonke laba balawo abangu-36,917 sebasila, okutsho ukuthi nje badlula inkulungwane ezimbili kancinyane abalalolu hlupho. Over to you, Mother.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mumwe wedu Standakile anga ari kutaura iye zviri kuitika panyaya 19 vanga vachitaurawo zvakare pamusoro pezvavari kuti ivo zviri kuitika mune dzimwe nzvimbo patiri kuona kuti mamiriro akaita denda iri recovid-19 ari kuramba achikwira pari zvino, uyezve tinoona kuti guta rekwekwe pari zvino takaona gurukota rezvekufambiswa kwemashoko vachizivisa ivo kuti pari zvino nzvimbo yekwekwe ichaenderera mberi iri mulockdown sezvo vari kutyira kuti pangangove paine variant iye inobva kuIndia. So we, there we, Star was just giving us an update on the current COVID-19 situation in the country, not forgetting that we saw the Minister of Health coming up and informing the public that they will continue the lockdown in Kwekwe, because as they said, the variant that is actually coming, that was detected in Kwekwe. I'll read what the Minister of Information and Publicity said. We saw the Mai Mchangwa said the cabinet has approved that the lockdown in Kwekwe be extended by a further 2 weeks. This comes in the wake of a surge in positive cases in the city. The Indian variant has been detected in some of the new cases. So this information came courtesy of the Ministry of Health. This must have been their Twitter page. So apa tukona isuzwa ngazvo kutaurwa nezvegurukota rekufambiswa kwemashoko. Amai Monica Mchangwa vachitaura ivo vachitsimbira kuti ivo nemamwe makurukota emukabhineti vakange vati ivo vapa chisungo chekuti kuvharwa kweguta rekwekwe kuenderere mberi sezvo vanga vari kuti ivo nyaya yedenda recovid-19 munzvimbo iyi. Uyezve vachitaura kuti denda iri iro rinobva kuIndia yavanoti Indian variant rakange raonekwa munzvimbo iyoyi pane avo vanga vari kubata denda iri recovid-19 imomo munzvimbo yekwekwe. Saka vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vaendere mberi vachiwanikwa vachiita kuti guta iri rekwekwe rirambe rakavharwa. Saka ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika iro svondo rino. Uyezve tinoona kuti imwe nyaya huru iri kunetsa vazhinji inyaya yekuputswa kwedzimba. Takaona isu guta reHarare uyezve nerechiturisa vachiti ivo vari kuwanikwa vachiputsa dzimba idzi sezvo zvimwe zvivakwa zvisina kuvakwa panokodzera. Saka tichamboridza vhidhiyo tichiona isu zvanga zviri kuitika kune dzimwe takaona isu apo tiri kuona zvakanga zviri kuitika uyezve zvichiri kuenderera mberi, asi tinozwa kuti nyaya iyi yakwidzwa kumatare edzimhosva. Tambotaura naamai Alice Diana vanobva ivo kuvheya vekuchitungiza Residence Trust Association vachiti ivo nyaya iyi yanga itori iyo kumatare muzuva ranhasi kuti kumiswa kwezvivakwa izvi kumbomira. Asi regai tinzwe hurukuro yakaitwa neStudio 7 navatafadzwa muguti vachitaura ivo eva kuti zvakamira sei. Ava ndivo mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa muHarare nemunzvimbo dzakatenderedza Harare. Vakaita ivo hurukuro nemutori wedu
munyika muno vari kurarama nemibato yamaoko avo, kutengesa madomasi, kutengesa mirivo. Vari kurarama nokutengesa zvavanoveza, masofa, macheya nezvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Vanotengesa nhumbi nyangwe dziri sharu, asi ndo zvinogonekwa navanhu ende vanhu vari kuzvitenda kuti vanhu vaone kurarama. KuHarare nekuchitungiza kune murume anonzi Muguti ari kutuma mapurisa nevamwe vanhu vehurumende kunotsvaga misika yavanhu, kunodotora madomasi avanhu avari kutengesa nemirivo yavo zvichiita kuti vanhu vabve vashaya rarama. Izvi zvinonyadzisa.
Kusei muchidaro vadzidzai? Nekuti hurumende kairi kuti haingaregedze vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vachivaka musika pose pose vamwe pedyo nemigwagwa.
Tinonyatsoziva kuti zvizhinji zvese zviri kurarama imomo mufomo weikonomi. Saka pachinhambo chokuti tiswere tichirwisa vanhu vanoshayiwa varombo, tinofanira kuita maprogiramu okurwisa rombo.
Ende api ari
maprogiramu okugadzirisa panotenderwa navanhu, maprogiramu okugadzirisa kuita sanitation infrastructure panotenderwa vanhu, uyewo vanhu varipo kunotengesa kwete nokundo zvasarudzo yavo. Vanhu vanoda mabasa akabvakuno, vanhu vanoda kunoshandawo kumaindastri ose akabvaka.
Aiwa, kutanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaseso zvedzai, asi regai tinzwe kuti
vanhu vazhinji munyika muno vari kurarama
zvii zviri kuitika.
Taichida kuzwa kuti vanhu vari kuzvitenda kuti vanhu vaone kurarama. kuharare nekuchitungidza kune murume anonzi Mugutu ari kutuma mapurisa
audio ndeyavazvizvai asi tichaunza zvakare vamuguti avatinzwiwo kuti ivo vari kuti chii nenyaya iyi iri kutaurwa nekuti vazhinji vari kuti ivo havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu nyanya panyaya iyoyo yekuti vanhu vari kuputsirwa dzimba nekuti vamwe vari kutoti ivo vanenge vaine mapepa avo ekuti vakatenga nzvimbo idzodzi dzekuvakira tonzwa zvakare pane mumwe musangano wakaitwa iwo nezuro kunzvimbo yenoton uko takaonawo kune vatingati gurukota rezvedzimba vachitaurawo pamusangano iwoyu pamusoro pezvivakwa zvavari kuti zvichavakwa kunoton uyezve vachiti ivo vanhu havazowanikwa vachiputsirwa dzimba dzavo regai tinzwe kuti vakati chii
nevanouya vanouya vaya vachita vaparidza heredi shoko rinazivindii hatisi kudairo ndiri matauramedza kuti 2023 5 million votes 5 million minimum nhaa Zimbabwe ine 14 million vanhu pa14 million vanhu zvikuda 10 million zvakakaomanga 5 million zvekutara mazorara nezvamukano tongobata 5 million ndonge tarara nezvamukano asi tikaita zvatakadzidziswa negwara remusangano ratiita kuti tiuye pano tironge zvatiri kuronga izvi ndinoona tibudire pane ari kubvunza kutouya anenge anopenda ari kutaura zvemusangano yeari kuhurumende hurumende mwana wazvarwa nemusangano ikarakata vanhu payakarakata vanhu yakagati vamutanga vachiumbai hurumende kana maumba hurumende mochigadzirisa maprogiramu ese nemaprogiramu ari munyikaya tiri vana vemusangano munopuwa mitemo nemusangano ndine chirongwa chatiri kumhanya nacho tiri kuministri nematoiri ekumaro
We're hearing there from the Ministry of Housing, Daniel Garwe. He was speaking at a project that they launched yesterday in Vua, and he was saying that for that project, he's saying that he is doing it on behalf of ZANU-PF, and it looks like one of the campaigning has already started for the election. So he was explaining to those that came to that meeting in Vua yesterday that. As for him, although he's a government minister, he is still a ZANU-PF member. So we had brought this up in the wake of what we're seeing, the demolitions that have been occurring in Harare and Chitungwiza, and how people have been out there, you know, saying the government should step in and do something. So we saw the Minister of Housing actually coming in and saying they are launching a housing program in Rua. They launched it yesterday, and he assured the residents there that that housing project will not be demolished, so we'll watch and see what happens. Let's start.
Yeah, well, okay, marvelous. Whilst we are still waiting for our other guests to say she will join us shortly, Deborah Mkasa, watch out for her. Sizwa ke lapho ukuthi kulolunye udaba njalo soluthinte kubi imondi imdeni yabantu eChitungwiza le Harare lapho abantu abadilizelwa khona impahla zabo izindlu zabo belahlekelwe zimpahla abanye bathi hayi lokhu phela sokufanana nomrambathwina kungani abantu bephathwa njalo abantu abayekelwe nezakhiwo zabo sibonile njalo ukuthi abanye udaba loluso lwakhwezwa emthethwandaba ngoba abantu besithi awulunganga ukuthi kwakhiwe kodwa yena ikhansili yalelo dolobho ithi abantu abalandelanga imithetho lapho kusakhiwa phela kule mithetho leyi eyamakhansili okuthiwa ngama-by-laws okumele abantu bayalandela sikokuthi umuntu engakha ingqeko ngaphi lapha afuna ukwakha khona yilo-ke olunye udaba lolu oluhluphayo osoluthwalise abantu amagabha avuzayo yebo-ke okwakhathesi-ke silindele ukuthi unkosazana-ke Deborah Mkasa asixhase lapha kuhlelo lwethu kodwa lokhu esingamboni lapha ngcono simtshayele-ke ucingo sizwe ukuthi yena kuhamba njani kumbe yenelisa yini kusixhasa kumbe ikenelisi uzasitsholole uzasitshela-ke yena ukuthi kuhamba njani
hello
Hello, yeboke lapha ke sesilong kwasikazi Debra Mkasa. Uyenelisa yini ukungena kuhle?
Ngingenile kodwa ngiyabuzwa.
Oh, kodwa uyasizwa?
Yena ngiyalizwa.
Oh, thina kodwa sikubone, kodwa awuboni lutho. I-camera yakho i-on.
I-camera yami on bengizibona
manje. Oh, uyazibona.
Ubona.
Oh. Hawu, kanti manje kungani singeneli. Hayi, sithemba uzangena ke kathesi. Ungabona usungenile ke ngiza lahla ucingo lwakho.
Sir, I can see her, but her camera is not on, so carry on and speak to her on the phone.
Okay, but I think so her audio can work too on the online, right? Yebo ke ungakhuluma ke Nkosikazi Debra Mkasa, aren't you asizo? No, I think I've lost her. Let me try and get back to her. I wonder what the problem could be, or she could try and log in again.
Yes, we were trying there to get Barbara Mukasa, who's actually the head of a vendors association in Bulawayo. But as you know, technology works like that. I know she's trying to log in, but we can't see her. She hopefully, will be able to communicate with her. But I can see that she's logged in, but we can't see her. But anyway, we're carrying on and just looking at some of the issues that are facing women during this COVID-19. We had there most women, especially in Chitungwiza. We had earlier on a conversation with Alice Dana Kuvea of the Chitungwiza Residents Association saying that most women were really affected by this what we see, the demolitions, because most of them were actually vendors who were vending in areas that were demolished. And as she said, that they've actually taken the Chitungwiza Council to the courts. So we will be trying to also hear back from her on what the outcome was of the court ruling. But this is an issue that is troubling a lot of organizations during this time of COVID. But let me bring Star up again and see if she's been able to get... My Debra, have you been able to get her?
Yebo ke ungasichazisela ukuthi khona ngapho ke edolobheni labo Bulawayo lapha ukuthi lingathi amapolisa angabe elo ebambe abantu ngesandla silukhuni yini kumbe bekufanele.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Uthathe uhlelo. Ngiyizwa.
Yeah, uyazwakala, ungaqhubeka. Uzwakala ucacile.
Okay. Indaba leyo yamakhombi ngibona engathi amapholisa asebambe abanikazi bamakhombi even nama-drivers even nama-towns ngesandla esibukhulu. Phambilini sike sakhuluma thina njengeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association ekhangele i-informal sector yonke, noba ngedriver kumbe ne-cross border kumbe uyaphela uyathunga, ukuthi kakube la ma-policies akhangelwayo asebenzayo eZimbabwe. Ukhanya ngathi ama-policies akhona la emthethwe khona eyafakwayo kudala ngohulumende ngama-policies vele angekho friendly free. Ngama-policies lana akudala abantu ababesazivikele kuseselabobhata, kuseselabo-GND, kuseselabo-railways. Ama-policies lawo kakhangeli kakhulu ukuthi sesitshintshile impilo sesiphila kiyo isintshintshile, abantu ngabanamsebenzi, abantu badinga ukudla berenze food on the table. Ukuthi kufuze uhulumende etshintshe ama-policies ebe yiwona lana akhangelayo both angles ukuthi yona i-government iyathola yini izuzo at the end of the day onjengo-tax, kubezokusithi labo abantu ngapha bayathola yini i-food on the table. So le ndlela ephathwe ngayo ngamapholisa mina hhayi ayingithabisanga kakhulu ukuthi bonke it takes two to dance. So lapha vele amapholisa adinise ngendlela engayisiyo, plus nalabo abona laba bamakhombi labo badinise ngendlela engayisiyo. But kuyukuthi bale ndlala i-government iyaphuza ukureacta ezintweni ezinjengazona lezi ukuthi kanyele ukuthi abantu bona ngoba baphila njani. Nganazelela uzukho yes of course ukhona, but amabhasis akho lamalutshwane isevisi yakhona ishina vele ingaphathi kuhle abantu, baswaye usosula nalawo ama-combis akhona. And ama-combis lawa vele ekuqaliseni ezevali ayevele ethelile evele elelungelo labo lokuthi bengene emgwaqweni baphinde ukukhunywa nje akuzange ne consultation yokuthi hayi sokusela nesikhathi singaka izabe selinokuzi selikhuliwe beprepare for impilo yabo but abaphiwanga leso sikhathi.
Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi amapholisa wona ayagcona kakhulu abachayeli bamakhombi laba laba bathi batshintsha imali ngokungekho emthethweni. Yibo kade bebaqophile njalo abanye bebesithi bakhala ngokuthi kuvele kulezigebengu ezihlophileyo ezibamba abantu inkunzi khona apha edolobheni lakobulawayo. Ndingathi ngabe amapholisa gijimisa kakhulu labo yini ngoba lalaba bathi bayiphula umthetho phela abangasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni.
Ikuthi uhlupho iproblema ukuthi kunjani i-government yethu iyakhuluma kakhulu but inga-acti. Singakhangela osiphatheleni for example bake badijiswa ngalesinye isikhathi but kathesi policy futhi yezimali leyo ebuyileyo eyokuthi kabantu abasavunyelwe ukuthi bethenge nge-US dollar kumbene ngerandi ezidulo. I-rate yakhona isiphansi silokho i-rate lena e-gazetted whereas ngapha osiphathelene sebesiba baningi ufanele ukuthi uyathi ungena ko-okay u-20 randi lapho ngibona u-20 ukuze i-US dollar behle bekugame. So i-government iyabulala enye isektha ipromote enye isektha okwakhathesi isipromotile osiphathelene and osiphathelene bangona abaningi to tell the truth ungananzelela impilo yabo i-history yabo uzathola ukuthi ngomama vele baphekela bona amapholisa ngomama sibele obaba ngomama bebezinguli nabamapholisa. So ifanele ukuthi vele ukusebenza kwethu eZimbabwe laphana sokusiya ngokuthi vele kathesi kudeshwa ipichuni bengakhona bona amapholisa sebetagethi nje awusay that angazi mani zabo sebetagethile imali yabo abayifunayo sebetshintsha sebesiyangena kwenye iposition okwakhathesi beganaw lokuze sebekhuthaza osiphathelele bona laba ukuthi bebe-hold the ground sibezosikhuluma ngakhona lokho okwamajoro bezakhuluma ukuthi izupho kayenelisi plus ukuthi singananzelela izupho is at risk siyagada izupho lana sigcwale sifakwe phakathi bese sikwashe njengama-potatoes akusanitizwa akuyenzwani namabhasi ankhona nimazale ngabo nevumugethu njengokuba khela kwathi ngokubiwa kwato ifomasi ingahlalahlala kumele ifumugethi izindawo zabo but izukuphangaze ngiyibona ukuthi amabhasi nankanaspreyiwe kumbeni sithi singena sathole vele elomuko omutsha ukuthi kuspreyiwe for i-covid no whatever. So angazi ukuthi vele i-government isebenza njani plus nokuthi nxa i-targeta vele ukuthi i-targeti ukuthi iyabifunani kahle kahle.
Mhm. Kodwa bona abathengisayo kathesi amalunga yena asebenza kuhle awaphonga ukubotsha amahlayana nje bayaziphandela.
Abathengisayo kwalezi nsuku kungathi kunganeno ngoba siloko sikhulumisana nje sithi kanzini. Angithi ukuthi kuyi-100% baloko begijinyiswa kodwa abagijinyiswayo yibona laba kanjani abangakabi namalungelo abangenama-license abangenalezindawo zokuthengisela. So soko sikhulumisana nohulumende wethu siphinde sikhulumisane nama-supervisors like obulawayo sikhulumisana nokhansi ukuthi ngaye iyadinga phela izindawo njengoba ngikhuluma kunje namhlanje besine-two laba besithi khansili nathi thina ama-stakeholders sibona izindawo sihamba sibatshenisa ukuthi khayelanini izindawo lezi ezinje hayi nembers club izindawo ezingentumba nesilsili sibatshenisa ukuthi khayelanini ukuthi abantu bahlezi njani bathengisa njani. So i-city council naye kayizama ukuthi i-speed up idinga izindawo ibangenise ezindaweni okwakhathi ezingeke kulokhu kukhona i-cat and mouse lokuzelela leyo ukuthi kuyagijinyiswana amapholisa e-city council okwakhathi ezingawagijimisa ukuthi bayagijimisa bagijimisa nxa bebona ukuthi vele kawubadizi but kukhona okukhona emphakathini ngokudizwa kuphela. 2 weeks ago bengikosekusule laphana ukubona sei amapholisa uzulu amavendi ozosithi lapha sekekuyile kunomgodla ohamba sebephiwa izimali bedonethi imali bebaya emgodleni bephiwa ngasese. So ubugwelegwele bukhona futhi esithi kanzeni ubugwelegwele bukhona nemapholiseni ukuthi nxa lingasaphiwa ngokokuthi babhane lapha lani isivalamlomo kukhanya vele hhayi yikho lapho kukhanyazwa ngokujinyiswayo vele lokho kwamakhombi zishiwa besicela ukuthi ngazi ukuthi i-government iyabona ngelihle libanzi
Maybe, sir, if you can just ask her to say, tell us the same thing in Shona, because I'm not sure if she can hear me.
Yes,
we have a picture, marvelous.
Yes, I
do. For now, because my company have one to send out to one Kusha. In a good Nayo government, you want my taxes. So I can call my Savan now. I use one in my profits. Nesu and I just one to know the Shabu with a much over. And again, Zupo, the Tilbu temper. In no disappear risk because you know that's a one of my bars. And my bars actually have. I saw him shoulder, or what is it? Not withdrew to COVID. Tinoka Quira Pagadaro, Mapaza Shaga Shiba, our Kesese, our Kriman Mkati, Saga is a risk, Saga Waga Divida. Come and take away my private ownership on a much better
thank you so much. Apotanga chukunzwa kubakuna amai Debra Mkasa. Vashitaura iwo pamusoro pemamiriro akaita nyaya yevanoita kutyaira makombi kubulawayo sta.
Ekubhotabhoteni kwenu lapha edolobheni labo bulawayo. Kuyini enikubonileyo ke lamhlanje okusithi like labhotabhota lecouncil? Kuyini okunye lixoxe ngako?
Okay, mina bengekho on the ground. But they are trying from one place to working site. Ntamba mafuthi zithwala ekuthola nokwazi khona bana kulezinye impahla ezidamage waye kulezinye ezintshontshayo kulezinye ezicina zingasakhangeleki kuhle ngoba zabe zisikwashiwe zinjani. So ikade okuningade behamba bekukanye nakhona lokhu ukuthi kube lama-faces aba-identified. Ama-vendors identify ezinye izindawo ezibona ukuthi zinjani zi-empty so that i-council ezilayo ingancedisa iqalisa ukuba yathola khonapho izindawo. Kuningi-ke okukhoxiweyo kuyileyo ndawo isithi i-council layo ibabonisa ibatshenisa la ma-maps ukuthi endaweni enje kungaba possible endaweni enje akuphossible ukuthi abantu bethengisele khonaphana considering lokuthi maybe xa kunezitolo ezisiphilayo ezinkulu ezabo okay ezinjengabo-TM okuzothi bengabi bebanga ama-customers. So ngathi kuningi I wasn't on the ground but ngibonile la.
Yes, singakhuluma ngesiNgisi. Last time you said the some of the vendors are now using online and other, you know, channels instead of going to the streets because of COVID-19. How is the situation now?
So far, our members for PVTA, they are working in relationship with the online local dealers. They are saying it's fine and it's good, although they are having some challenges of maybe data and whatever. And we have got a consultant, which we have since May, which deals with the watering or even selling the goods. Those who cook it and they are in it, they are saying it's working for now. But although they have got those minor challenges of maybe data and maybe if you get someone as a business person, maybe you are selling maybe potatoes, for example, and someone maybe in cheese or maybe in Harare, or even in Cholosho, says she or he wants those potatoes. So to get the products to go there, that's a big challenge. But so far, they are having Amapuk markets, which they are dealing, especially with this app of season, which we introduced. And some they are using, of course, on our WhatsApp groups, which is maybe internal. What I mean with internal, I say maybe if you are in the same lot, like maybe I stay in lot 29 and someone in lot 29 is selling a product, we can yes, it, see each other and sell to each other. So that's how
vendors
are doing their businesses.
Okay, and what about the currency, the money? How is it working? We know that there's a new instrument now that is criminalizing, you know, quoting the goods in US dollars. Is it workable now for the vendors to go and buy their products in bulk and sell them and obtain profits?
For now, it's not workable because the rate which is the government is using is not the rate which the vendors are using to sell. You'll find that most of the products now, they've gone up. We were selling, for example, cooking oil maybe $3.50. So now we are forced to get that small profit. We are forced to sell maybe $4.20 or $4.25. So the rate which is being used as a government gazetted and the rate which we are, you know, negotiating with the customers down, it makes the vendors have some loss instead of profits.
Okay, over to you, Marvelous.
I work with chickens, why a kubakna, a my debra, Tassava, sorry, Matambuzigua, Sangana, never noting his amumiqua, Guapanya, yet no one I hear yet, but also I will put me tango as you know. Yati quire in a two and one and go up to you, one second, which is one up to you. Vanga shandy say my rate up in a two one of the remainder, Yakat Iovan, one of them give up shandisa. Ma bank rates. Asi tiri panyaya kuputirwa kwezvivakwa. Atakwanisa kubata muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead. Vari kutaura ivo maonero avo ezvavari kuti zvatinoona zviri kuitika. Apo tinoona kuti pane dzimba dziri kuwanikwa dzichipwanywa muguta reHarare kune kuchitungisa regaitirwa kuti vari kuti chii.
Panguva ino yatiri hatione chiri chimuro kana chimukidzo chakanaka chekuti chagara mukati weguta rehesheni kutosvaiko pekugara chaipo zvakare aya ari kunziwa illegal section tikatarisa kuti mabasa chaiwo haasi kuwanika ndokwakutoraramira kuti dzakawanda tingagone kunowanawo mari dzemasofizi nezvakadaro ndinoona sekunge zvakabva zvakosha kumadzidziso kune avo vari kuti vari kuisa maillegal tuckshop kana kuti havasi kuoparidza zviri pamutemo kuti zvii zvavanofanirwa kugadzirisa kuti vagone kunoramba vachienderera mberi nemabhizinisi avo ivaya. Dzimwe ndidzenguva hurumende haifanirwa kungoramba yakateedzera mitemo yakaiiswa nguva yatanga takapambwa pfuma navarungu patanga tiri mucolonization. Mitemo inofanirwa kusandurwa kuti igonenochengetedzo zvavo zvezimbabwe kuti vagone kunozvigadzirirawo pfuma yavo. Takaramba kuhlasiwa kana yakatora kwandoka kuvarungu hazvisi kupa chimiro zvakanaka zvakare uye hazvisi kunakidza kuti Zimbabwe iri mukuzvitonga kuzere sekurwiwa kwakaitwa hondo yerusununguko dai vakanga vakagara pasi vaedza kugadzirisa mitemo iyi iri oppressive depressing and suppressive
apo aiwa tanga tirikuitwa kubva kuna muzvare lida masarira vesangano reLead vanga vari kutaura ivo mazwi avo pamusoro pekukutwa kwezvivako kwatiri kuona zvichiitwa nyanya matakishopu kunzvimbo dzakadai sekuchitungwiza nemuHarare saka vanga vari kuti dai hurumende yakwanisa kunge ichiwanikwa ichidzokera kuti inonyatsotarisa kuti mitemo yacho iyi iri kutaurwa ndeipi uyezve ingagadziriswa sei nekuti panguva ino yecovid-19 nezvimwewo zvakanyanyooma kunyanya zvakaomera madzimai panyaya yekuti vawanikwe ivo vachiputirwa kwavanotengesera pange vepari pamatakishopu kana pane zvimwewo tanzwa zvakare muzvare Diana kuzeya vekuchitungwiza Residence Trust vachitaura ivo kuti ichokwadi kunzvimbo inoiva kwakatowanikwa kuchiputwa zvivakwa zvematakishopu vanotengesera nyanya madzimai nevamwewo uyezve vanhu ava vari kutotarisana nenzara panguva inoyi uyezve kutitarisa kuti kunguva yecovid-19 zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka tange tiri kudzokazve tichizonzwa kuti ivo vekumatare vazoti chii nekuti taona muzuva ranhasi masangano iwaya vakadai sekanzuru reHarare nechitungwiza vachiendeswa kumatare edzimhosva kuti vawanikwe vachimisa chiitiko ichi chekuramba vachiputsa zvivakwa nyanya matakishopu munzvimbo yemuHarare nemuchitungwiza aiwa so this is what's been happening we heard there Linda Masarira castigating the government saying that the government should go back to the dressing board to see what laws it is that some of these tuckshop owners were getting their tuckshops raised to the ground especially in Harare and Chitungwiza and to see how to reform these so that's what we were hearing there from Linda Masarira of Lead your word there sir and we've actually got a minute left so let's just round up and come to the end of this program.
Yebo ke siyabonga mabela silapho ke besisizwa ke unkosikazi Linda Masarira live ekhuluma efaka wakhamazwi ke ngokubhidliswa kwezakhiwo zeHarare leChitungwiza ukuthi abantu basola bathi kathi yiphi imithetho ephulwayo lapho ke sizinkansili yona ubona kuthiwa kwephulwa ama-bylaws kule udaba lwangkhona nje alucacanga ngoba kuningi okukhulunywa ngakho kodwa ke hayi siyathanda ukubonga abahlonitshwa bethu abasixhasileyo kulolu hlelo besilo nkosikazi Barbara Chanyanyiwa isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDC Alliance kwabesifazana njalo sibe lo nkosikazi Debra Mukasa yena ke oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association besixhasala ke lapha kuhlelo besichasisela okuningi okuthiyineyo siyathemba ukuthi liza sijoyina njalo kuhlelo lethu ngeviki ezayo ngesikhathi esifanayo ngolwesine mina ke endivalelisayo yimi kusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha ke eWashington DC.
Thank you so much to our guests as what Star was just saying to also add Linda Masarira who came in last minute who also weighed in on the situation of the demolitions in Harare and Chitungwiza and we'd also like to thank those that are live streaming with us although you must know that this is a pre-recorded program so by the time you watch what you're watching some of the figures we gave you regarding COVID-19 cases may have changed. I'm marvelous in Tanganyahuye in Washington.